Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. How are you doing, Brent?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing just fine. It is a big meal, a big, big, exciting night for the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce dinner was last night.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Celebrating Carter Trucking as the Business of the Year and the Individual of the Year.
Yes.
And we're not going to say who it is because we don't know yet.
Not yet. By the time people hear this, we'll all know.
Yeah, we'll all know. But we don't know yet.
Yet.
They don't even tell you, right?
No. No, I guess they're afraid I might leak it out or something.
I tried to get Marty to tell me, but she wouldn't.
Oh.
Anyway. All right. All right. So the city council is meeting tonight, and we will talk about the unveiling of the video and things going on in the city council.
Yes.
In just a few moments here on the Community Connection, WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Do you know if you want to start a business in other countries, you have to get permission? If you want to start a business in here, you know what you do? By nightfall, you have an Etsy site, an eBay site, a Craigslist site, and it's all free. You can just decide, I'm in business. Ta-da! You don't need the government's permission, and you don't even need any money. You can just set up a website. You can do this. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield, WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. All right, so let's talk about the video, why Fairfield put together for Fairfield, the promotional video.
Yeah.
Is that the correct term?
Yeah, I think it's a promotional marketing
video.
Video.
Okay. All right. We got to see it. Luke Harl was here on Monday morning, and he showed us portions of it. It looked pretty good. Looked impressive. Sounded good. Looked good. So now it's just distributing all over. He's got a plan, right?
Yes. Yes, there is a plan, because in addition to the actual video, there's a document.
Okay.
That will go with it, that highlights some of the community's assets and strengths, and talks about some of the different incentives that would be available to someone, like a business that wanted to locate in Fairfield.
Okay.
And there's enough information on there, I think, even for someone who was thinking about moving to Fairfield to know what kind of amenities that we have to offer.
Do you think people are going to be stunned when they see the video?
You know, I think they'll be surprised. I mean, it's something we've never done before.
Okay.
Which to me, in 2019, it's a little crazy that we're just now doing it because, you know, the technology and the ability to do something like that has existed
right.
for a long time.
Okay.
But honestly, probably, you know, when I first came into office, you know, it wasn't really something I thought about myself until having conversation with different people and thought, you know, that is a good idea.
Okay. All right. So what was it like working on it?
For me, they made it pretty easy. I mean, we just kind of went over what do we think are some of the things that we need to talk about to let people know about Fairfield. I mean, there's lots of great things to talk about, but when you're talking, you know, you've only got a minute or two to do that.
Yeah, cram it all in.
Yeah. So you've got to be really, you know, it's got to be enough to I guess whet the appetite of people to say, well, that's I'd like to learn more about
right.
that.
Okay.
But I think that they learned enough to prompt them to do more.
Okay.
So yeah, Luke and I just lost the name of the gentleman that came and shot the video. Zach, can't think of his last name. I can't remember last name now. That's gonna.
I just heard it this morning.
I'll remember probably once we're done with this. But
yes,
anyway,
it worked.
He did a great job. And then, you know, they came in and they worked with me. They were patient with me because whereas we're trying to figure out the order of things and,
right.
and what we wanted to talk about. And I thought, I think when, you know, for those who haven't seen it yet, when they do see it, I think they will be rather impressed with the quality of the video.
All right, and it is going to be we've got a link to the video. It's going to be on our website on Tuesday at some point, probably on the news page. So you'll be able to see the video right from our page, WFIWradio.com. And then I guess the next big thing for Y Fairfield is the Founders Day Festival.
Yes.
And so apparently, now you may be out of the loop on this because this just happened this morning. WFIW Radio is going to be the official sponsor, official outlet for information about the Founders Day Festival.
Well, awesome. That's so great.
So Luke is tying things up. He's getting things done.
He's very good at what he does. We're very fortunate to have him and that group of people involved in that. That's one of the key things. What's so nice about Fairfield is that the amount of involvement that you get from people
right.
that are willing to do things because they care about Fairfield and they want to see Fairfield prosper.
Right. So. Okay. So tonight's city council meeting. What's on the agenda?
Not a whole lot. We only got four items there. The first thing is we've had an issue with our generator at the wastewater treatment plant.
Okay.
And that's kind of important. If we're taking on a lot of water out there, we've got these screw pumps, uh-huh. That help move the water, and you've got different blowers and different things that need to operate for us to be able to, in our lagoon there, accommodate, when we get these heavy rains, especially
right.
What's the flow that's coming in there and processing that and getting it back out
mm-hmm.
So that it's not overflowing. So yeah. we need to get a generator replaced
okay.
Out there. And so there's going to be discussion. I don't know if we'll make the decision tonight to actually purchase that or if we'll look at some other options there. We did have some difficulties finding the right type that would –
Okay.
And specifications of what we needed, and then getting someone to install it. So.
Oh, okay. All right. So how old is the old generator?
That's a good question, Tom. It's probably as old as the plant.
Okay.
So you're looking at I think, 30, 34 years.
All right.
And and you can't get parts for it.
Right.
And it may be older than that even, because I think it might have been used when they bought it.
Yeah.
Are
we having a problem when it rains? When we get heavy rains?
We've not had. Fortunately, power is reliable thanks to our our 138 KV line from Albion.
Right.
We don't really have an issue, but all it takes is one time, and. We're moving into storm season, right? So
right.
you have an issue where power does go out. Maybe there's a lot of water that could create a situation that's not
yeah.
good for us.
I guess the message is you don't want to have to depend on this generator that's 30 some years old.
Right. Well, and the thing is, it's not necessarily how old it is because the one that we're looking at replacing it with. I mean, it's not the newest either, but
okay.
it's how many hours does it have on it?
Okay.
And part of the issue is, again, we don't use the generator that much.
Right.
But when we do, we want it to work. But it doesn't necessarily have to be a brand new one.
Right.
Because we shouldn't have to use it that much.
Okay.
But it needs to be reliable, low hours, and that's what we're looking at. So.
Okay. All right. We will be back in just a few moments with Mayor Brent McGuire to talk more about the city council meeting tonight. Here on the Community Connection. Listen weekdays after the 7:15 news for Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection. Each day we'll be talking to people about community events, community leaders, and on Wednesdays it's Meet Your Neighbor. If you have an event you'd like to talk about, give me a call at 842-2159. Community Connection, weekdays after the 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, and now online at WFIWradio.com. We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire, and we are talking about tonight's city council meeting. All right, talking about the generator purchase for the water treatment plant, what comes up next on the agenda?
That's probably the biggest item on there, and seeking bids for the Route 15 water line upgrades. And this is, we've talked about this several times, I believe, when I've
right
come on here that in 2021 the state of Illinois is supposed to let the money for the project of resurfacing Maine and Delaware Route 15 and starting on East 9th. Street,
right.
So about where the bridge is by the cemetery, and on Main Street all the way to Airport Road.
Okay.
And then not quite as far on the Delaware side. They're going to go basically from 9th from East 9th to Northwest 7th Street.
Okay.
On Delaware.
Okay. What is there a reason why they're only doing?
Well, apparently the road's in better shape, I guess, further west of Northwest 7th, okay. At least in their determination. And it is. I mean, it is. I would like to see it all, I'm just kind of one of those guys. I'd like to, okay, Airport Road, both sides, all the way in the same. That's how I look at it. But
yeah.
But they've determined otherwise.
The problem with that, Brent, is that it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I think it does. But, it's probably, if they've determined it's in a certain condition or shape and it's that much less that they have to do, which is less that they have to expend, I don't know how they
determine that. And less time that we have to drive around.
True. True. Because it will, that's the good and bad of road construction or resurfacing projects.
Right.
Is that we all want to see them repaired, but at the same time, we don't want to have to deal with the delays and the inconvenience of them, but it'll be for a short period of time, and then they'll be much nicer. And so in advance of that project, mm-hmm. We're wanting to go in and move and replace our existing water lines that are under that roughly 2.1 miles of road.
Okay. And let's go over why they need to be replaced. They're how old?
80 to 100-year-old cast iron pipes. Anyone that drives on them or on those streets knows that you can see where we've patched those roads from previous water leaks.
Okay.
And while we may not be able to predict when the next one's going to happen or how many years before it happens again, the odds are that it is going to happen because they're 80 to 100 years old. They're not going to get newer.
Right.
So the plan is to replace them with new plastic, PVC type,
right.
Water lines, which are less likely to break, not just because of the material, but they're newer. But also, the plan is to move them from under the road to under our right of way in like the sidewalk area.
Okay.
So that when there is, and there will be a leak at some point, whether it's new or old,
right?
At some point, there will be a leak or two or however many.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we can go in there and rather than have to cut into a newly resurfaced road
mm-hmm.
And patch that, we can go to the sidewalk.
Okay.
Or if it might be, a portion of someone's yard between the sidewalk and the road. But in other words, it's less disruptive to traffic, to the road, and we can replace that portion.
And it's those cracks in the road which cause...
Yeah, eventually, even if you do a good...
freezing and thawing in the cracks.
Yes, right. So if you don't... Right, if you don't have to get into the road, you don't want to.
Okay.
And so this is going to minimize all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about it because I know it seemed like this winter has just been really hard on Maine and Delaware.
It has been.
With between the snow and ice and water and just more and more deterioration on those roads. And I know people are tired of the potholes, and I wish there was more we could do about it, but we don't maintain those.
Those are state roads.
Those are state roads,
and
yes.
You haven't mentioned the corrosion.
Correct.
That's another problem with the water line down Main Street in Delaware. They are so big, and then there is so much corrosion in them that they're much smaller. Can the fire department get enough water pressure?
Not downtown. Not like we should. I wish I could remember. See, they're different colors depending on how many gallons per minute they can get through
right.
them. Our concern, especially in the downtown area, is that, if we did have some major fire, we're not sure that we could get all the water flow that we would need to put out the fire in a timely manner like we'd want to. So, in other words, it spreads quicker, maybe does more damage than what you like because we don't have adequate pressure. So, yes, new water lines will allow – and there's a difference between volume and pressure, and I may be getting that wrong. It may not be the pressure issue. It may be the volume issue.
Right.
Because even with corrosion in the pipe getting smaller. You can still have good pressure, but your volume is what's going to be impacted.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so we need to increase volume because, again, I'm not a firefighter, but my basic understanding is the more water you put on a fire,
the better.
The better. Okay.
The faster you get a fire out.
And the faster, yeah, and the faster you can get it out, the less likely it is to spread and cause other damage. So,
right.
So that's a good thing.
Okay.
So pressure's probably fine, but volume is a concern.
Okay. All right. We are talking to Fairfield Mayor Brett McGuire. We're talking about the city council meeting tonight, and it is at 6 o'clock in council chambers of the Fairfield City Hall, and everybody's invited to attend. We'll be back in just a few moments.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to our station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on the Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates from places like Gotzi's Restaurant, Patty's Share Magic, Simply Enough Scrubs and Stuff, and Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply. You can shop 24 hours a day and save a ton of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long these deals will last.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire, and we are talking about the City Council meeting tonight at 6 o'clock in the Council Chambers of City Hall. And after the seeking of bids for water line upgrades, what comes up on the agenda?
We're going to have a discussion on our uniform service agreement. So not all of our departments, but most of our departments, we provide uniforms for.
Okay.
And so we currently use Aramark services, but our contract has come up this year. And so we're going to discuss, do we want to stay with Aramark? I've talked to a couple other companies, Cintas and Clean, that provide services, very similar services. And so we're going to discuss, you know, do we want to stay with Aramark? Do we want to change?
Okay.
As we move forward.
Okay.
So,
can we save any money?
I think that there will be negligible savings with any company.
It seems like that would be something sort of standard issue.
Yeah, they're all going to be very close.
Mm-hmm.
To me, one of the big things, you know, in conjunction with the contract being, was we want to make sure that we're getting good service.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that we have good quality uniforms. That repairs and replacements are occurring as needed.
Mm-hmm.
The appropriate amount or right number are coming back, so that our employees aren't shorted. And you know, those are some of the things that, you know, the city has had some problems with in the past, and we want to make sure moving forward that, you know, whether we stay the same or switch to someone else, that we get the best customer service available.
Okay.
And I guess my opinion is, if it costs us a little more, you know, but we get better service, then perhaps it's better to pay
even
a little
out.
More. But I don't see – we pay roughly $20,000 a year for uniform services.
Okay.
And I just did a real quick – you know, I kind of like, well, what if we bought it ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that we would save any money because, you know, then you have to answer the questions of, well, okay, you bought them and supplied them, but now how do you launder them?
Right.
You know.
How do you replace them?
Right. Yeah. How do you replace them? And when you start doing those things, then it's like, well, then your cost really is probably going to exceed that amount because you're not doing on the level they are.
Right.
And I think it is important for our employees to have uniforms. I think they need to be identified.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they're working in the community, they're going to someone's residence. And so one of the things, regardless of who we go with, that I'd like to see is maybe a little bit of update in our uniforms.
Okay.
A lot of what we wear is 100% cotton, which is not necessarily the most breathable. Now there's all kinds of blends. So some of the departments will have to stay in their previous because of the nature of the work, but it'd be nice to move to different blends. And, you know, maybe we look at a color change or an addition of a color just to kind of freshen things up. I don't know. So.
Okay. All right. And then you have a request from Nicole Gray.
Yeah, number four. So Nicole Gray is going to be opening a restaurant in the former Ewing Rendezvous building.
Oh, okay.
And I believe the name of it's Javaloo.
Okay.
J-O-V-A-L-O-U, I believe.
Okay.
And so one of the things that she's asked is there's a – when we say alley, I just want to clarify, this is not an alley you can drive through. That's unless cool. you're in like a mule or side-by-side or something.
Right. It's a very narrow alley.
Yeah, it's only about 8 feet wide.
Is it that wide?
Well, the plat says it's 8 feet wide, okay. So I haven't measured it.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But one of the things that she has asked is – would it be possible to have some outdoor seating there between that building and what is used to be Amy Sweet Gallery, but it's now Battlegrounds Coffee?
Right.
And I think there was discussion of, you know, sharing that space with
Battlegrounds.
With Battlegrounds.
Oh, that'd be.
Mutually
beneficial.
Yeah, I think it'd be mutually beneficial. Again, the. You know, the thing is, it's not very wide. It's really just used for foot traffic.
There's a mural on that wall.
There is a mural on that wall. Most of the utilities, if not all the utilities, I believe, actually are located on the southern portion of that. So where they would want to do that shouldn't have any type of interference. But we just need to have a discussion as far as, you know, what the city council thinks about allowing that, and then mm-hmm. what steps we would need to take if we did allow that.
Okay.
As far as, you know, in the past, we have vacated some alleys.
Right.
And maintained a right-of-way. So that's an option. There's also an option of could you lease that portion
right.
To those business owners?
Mm-hmm.
Or the council could decide, well, you know, we don't want to do anything with it. Those are the kind of the three main options. Really.
Okay.
So.
All right. It sounds like a good idea.
I think it would be neat. I think it'd be a neat draw downtown.
Right.
And so she'll be there tonight to discuss, you know, what her idea is and why okay. she thinks it would be beneficial. And I hope to have a good discussion. We may or may not make a decision tonight. But I at least wanted us to talk about it because I believe she's looking at opening April 1st.
Oh, okay. So. All right. So a new restaurant coming to.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be not, you know, she had the or has the Mother Truckers food truck.
Okay.
In case people didn't know that. So I think she's going to tie that in
okay.
To a little bit. But I think if I remember correctly, there's going to be certain staple, you know, food items that they'll have, but I think they'll have a little flair or flavor of something that will be unique to them that you can't find anywhere else.
All right. So a specialty item is what you think.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. We've been talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. I'm excited about that.
I always get excited when it's talking about a food place, right?
Right. Exactly. Sounds good.
Right.
All right. We've been talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire here on the Community Connection. The City Council meets tonight. 6 o'clock is the time, and the Council Chambers of City Hall is the place, and of course, the old building comes down on Monday.
That is correct. Next Monday.
Okay, and then eventually Sunday.
We hope the rest of it doesn't come down at the same time.
Yeah.
No, we're confident in the people. Jeff Guys White from Mount Carmel.
Okay.
Has done several projects like this. He took down the old Mount Carmel building.
Mm-hmm. Hadley's Cafe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he did some work here before at around Airtex Plant 1.
Oh, okay.
Before,
all right.
So.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Well, thank you.
City Council meets tonight, and you could be there too. 6 o'clock is the time, and the Council Chambers is the place.